Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
I hate to even bring this up, so I will knock on wood, but could you be headed for a revenue crash? Here are six often missed warning signs. Number one, if you sense or see that your sellers view client attraction or prospecting as drudgery sales work. You know, many consider it a junior level activity and believe that it's underneath them. Unfortunately, sellers' short-term memories result in their forgetting that prospecting created the leads that they're now closing. And companies that are prone to busting revenue often don't measure leading key performance indicators such as outbound call volumes. As a result, they find out too late that it's going to be a lean sales period. Number two, poor performers are in place for more than 2 quarters in a row. Sales leaders who allow sellers to continue on without hitting quotas are accomplices in their poor performance. Far too often, sellers are kept in place long past their ramp-up periods and far too long into slumps. Sometimes they're kept there for years performing at poor levels. If coaching doesn't work to bring a seller back up to acceptable performance quickly, you have to replace them. Number three, sellers believe that the after-sale client enablement or post-sale onboarding is not their responsibility, so they bow out. They lose contact with the client, they hand off relationships to the implementation team, and they fail to monitor progress and ensure successful ongoing relationships. You know, some companies create this situation by accident, by passing the client between teams of specialized roles. In doing so, they create inconsistent sales performance because each time that relationship is handed off, a new relationship has to be formed, and that takes time. Trust is eroded, continuity is lost, and future sales are slowed. Number four, one of my favorites, sellers fire and forget. When sellers pass that relationship off to another team member, they often mistakenly buy into the adage that, hey, no news is good news. So they assume the client will contact them if they need anything or will reach out to the company directly when they need to buy more or have other projects in mind. And I gotta tell you, nothing could be further from the truth. The further out of sight you are, the further out of your mind you are. Number five, management overfocuses on closing at all costs. You know, there's a tendency for managers to focus on closing rather than taking a holistic approach to all areas of the sales process. When this happens, sales activities that contribute to future and ongoing profits erode. So sales leaders should be monitoring and measuring their teams on all aspects of client engagement for the entire life cycle of the client. Finally, number six, if the company is over-focused on one product line at the expense of all others, I see sellers all the time excited by bright, shiny new objects. And this excitement leads to old product lines or existing customers being ignored while all the attention is placed on new opportunities. And this behavior is dangerous for two reasons. One, the lack of attention to existing customer means you're ignoring your most lucrative revenue sources. And two, focusing only on the new product lines at the expense of the old one contributes sharply to dips in revenue as you're building traction for the new product in the market. You know what? At the same time, if you don't pay attention in the short term to all your product lines, some of them will suffer and you'll see erosion of these products in the marketplace, leaving room for your competition to step in and convert your customers to their products. If customers begin assuming that you're phasing out of a certain business, the competition will strike fast, like lions on a weak and injured gazelle. And before you know it, any product line that you've been neglecting will have its market share eaten away by the competition. And winning it back is difficult, if not almost impossible. So there were your six signs that you might be headed for a revenue bust. Pay attention, take a look at your team, and make sure that none of them are happening to you.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.